Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, or shows and tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
In the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Saturday, December 11th. We're counting down to Christmas. I always say, if you see Santa, tell him I've been very good. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, we spend all morning together here at 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Now you can add 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, listen to All You Can Hear. You'll hear our show all Saturday morning and a repeat of it all Sunday morning. All week on those four spots, you'll hear the Joey English Daily Datebook, 5 days a week, four stations, 12 times a day. I'm having to think, but this is all up on joeyenglish.com anyway, you know that. Then you can hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. After we're through on Saturdays, Nigel posts everything to my website and also to my Facebook page. Please friend me. I always need friends. We're having such a good time, and things are going to be so wonderful at KKGX and KWXY. All the music's coming back. Dan McGrath's coming back to do the mornings on KWXY. I'll be doing the weekends. We'll be doing the Joey Factor. Oh, I'm very busy. Tell Santa, okay. Our first guest is Diane Vines from
Smart Recovery.
You know, I was thinking, I love your last name. You've been here before.
Yes.
And David's going to talk to us about the Palm Springs Pinot Noir Festival.
Right.
And you should be working for them with the last name of Vines.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. That's a good one. David and I were talking earlier because Smart Recovery is basically for addictive behaviors,
yes,
including alcohol abuse. And so we're following each other, you know, that so if anybody doesn't socially drink at the Pinot Festival, they can give me a call.
Yes. It's moderation in all things, the Bible
that's
says.
That's right. Yep.
And that makes perfect sense to me. You know, we all go through different phases and rites of passage, especially my two sons, but everybody's children are middle-aged. Yikes. That's hurtful.
It's hard to believe, isn't
but
it?
But some of that works its way out. Mm-hmm. But when it doesn't, tell us what you do. Tell us your mission statement.
Okay. So Smart Recovery is an international organization, actually. I represent the local group. We have a foundation, the Beacon Foundation, here in the Valley. But we have meetings for, it's a support group for people with addictive behaviors. And in this case,
addictive behaviors.
Right. So we don't use the words addict or alcoholic or, a gambling addict. We instead talk about the fact that you aren't just your addiction. You are much more than that. You may have an addictive behavior, but you're not just an addict or an alcoholic. So we discourage the use of those terms.
So we say an addictive behavior.
Yes, exactly. And we do combine all the addictive behaviors because the therapy, the treatment that the support group that we use is for any addictive behavior, and it works.
Remember, you can be addicted to chocolate.
You can be. Or food. We do have sometimes.
Oh, surely. I believe.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so it's based on rational emotive behavior therapy. Behavior therapy. And that is a cognitive behavioral therapy. What the premise is that if you can change the way you think, you can change the way you behave and feel.
What you think about, you bring about.
Yes, exactly.
So if you change the way you think,
you can change the way you feel
and act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and act.
Okay.
So the program is based on 4 points, which is building and maintaining motivation, coping with urges, no matter what your addictive behavior, managing thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yes, and living a balanced life. So
also tough.
Yeah, we have tools and strategies and a workbook, which I... You can see, but others can't.
We'll tell everybody how to get it.
Yes. And so we have the workbook, which provides tools and strategies for dealing with these 4 points.
Interesting.
Yes. And it's a wonderful opportunity what we teach is how to live a balanced life. It's not just, we believe if you get rid of an addictive behavior, you got to replace it with something
that was
positive.
The movie Wine and Roses.
Mm-hmm, yes,
her addiction to chocolate became. Is that not true?
Yes, mm-hmm. And so it when you when it becomes when you give it up, You have to have other things to replace it with. So that's why we teach living a balanced life, and we have strategies for meditation and exercises, and then it's a workbook basically with a lot of tools in it, like what coping with urges. There's an urge log, and we teach people how to change their thinking about it to be from irrational thinking and beliefs to rational. So, for example, if in fact your urge says, you know, I'm going to die if I don't get a drink, you say, okay, can you question that? And of course, I'm not going to die if I don't get a drink.
Right.
That's not, I may not.
Quite the opposite, perhaps.
Yeah, right. I may suffer through it, but I'm not going to die. And so then that's the rational thinking, is it won't be pleasant, but I will be able to get through it without dying. So we teach those kinds of tools. And another tool is doing a cost-benefit analysis. And this comes from motivational interviewing, which is another thing, where you say, okay, if I use or do whichever is your addictive behavior, these are the costs of that and the benefits of that, because there's benefits for using.
Mm-hmm.
And then down below is the not using and doing and the costs and benefits. And when you look at that and then say which are short term and which are long term, almost always the long term benefits outweigh the short-term costs of, you know, being without. Some people are more social when they drink, for example. Well, being without the drinking and learning how to socialize without drinking, allows you to have some benefits, not just the costs of giving that up. So
this is something we could all use. It applies to all of us, whether or not we have an addictive behavior.
Right.
I love Pinot Noir. And I have one glass when we sit down to dinner or we're out to dinner, which, thank you God, I get to do a lot. But as I drink the wine, I add water to it. So I still have the prop in my hand. And by the time I'm through dining, it's rosé. You know, it doesn't look like Pinot Noir anymore. But I've had the prop. And I can do that with a glass of water as long as I have the prop. But I'm thinking this is common sense that applies to all of us, Diane.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes, I'm a therapist as well. And I use the cost-benefit analysis with people who are trying to make a change in their lives. And they're deciding, is this a good thing to do or not? And it's a way of evaluating the benefits and costs of change.
Difficult.
And then living a balanced life, all the meditation.
Oh,
all those things, looking at your value system. We do a hierarchy of values. So you look at, is it family, money, exercise, health, you know, and we put it on a chart, basically. And then you how satisfied are you with how you're doing with that value? And we want it to be a sort of a round circle where it's kind of nothing's too important and too focused on, but you don't want anything.
The moderation again.
Yes, exactly.
Do you deal with cigarette?
Yes. Cigarette.
Nicotine.
Cigarettes are one of the hardest addictions to break.
And only in the past few years have I learned that nicotine is deadly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. I know.
Yep. My goodness.
I just lost a sister-in-law to
cancer. My daddy died, but my daddy died at 60, you know, in the 70s. Uh-huh. 1970. He was in his 60s because he started smoking at 11, 12, 13. Nobody knew.
Nobody knew that it was that.
But are cigarette addictions... You said they're one of the most difficult?
They're one of the most difficult.
Because of the nicotine?
Yep, because of the nicotine. It's so addictive.
Is that considered a drug addiction or a cigarette different? What's the label?
Call it, but it's an addiction, no matter what you call it, whether you call it a drug or not. But certainly nicotine is the culprit.
Goodness. And I don't think people are smoking as much as they used to. First of all, they have to wear the mask.
Yes, that's true.
And that makes it difficult.
Right.
But I thought that we had educated people. Younger people are doing drugs more than they're doing smoking, or you tell me.
Well, unfortunately, they are smoking, and even the vaping is really addictive.
Oh yeah, I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
I shouldn't speak on it too much because I'm not as familiar with it as I'd like to be. I'm a nurse, so I should be, but it can become addictive, and it is not supposed to be used by young people, and but it is. You know, obviously it's available when it shouldn't be for young people, and it is one of the things that happens. And so they might smoke and vape, or they might just vape.
Oh, my.
But, yeah, young people still are
immortal.
Yeah, right.
That's why.
That is the feeling, isn't it?
We're listening to Denise Vines.
Diane Vines.
What did I say?
Denise.
Why am I changing everyone's name today? I'm looking right at it. It's Diane. I changed Lindsay to Leslie. Who am I? Tell me your credentials. That's fascinating.
Yes. I'm a nurse psychotherapist, and I have
a nurse psychotherapist.
Yes, and I have a practice here in Palm Desert. I'm a consultant to Eisenhower Health.
Yes.
And I work with the nurses and doctors who are affected by the COVID epidemic.
Lee Rice brings us a guest from Eisenhower with an Elizabeth Houlihan. They do it once a month.
Uh-huh.
Now, if someone wants to continue the conversation with you in your office, how do they reach you?
My email address is the best. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E.
Diane!
Yes, Diane, right. D-I-A-N-E, V like Victor, I-N-E-S.
The Vines, like
yep.
Our,
right.
our have tender, our grapes have tender vines. Great movie.
Yes, right.
Diane Vines.
The number two.
Oh, yes.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And do you have a phone number?
Yes, 503.
What area code's that?
Yes, Portland.
Oh, how
yes.
fun.
503-819-4285.
Okay. Now, this book, tell us about how we can get this workbook.
Yes, the Smart Recovery, it's a Smart Recovery Handbook. And there's also a Family and Friends book for the loved ones of people with addictive behaviors. And we have a meeting every week of that group, too.
Wow.
So, you can get it from smartrecovery.org.
Okay, good.
Smartrecovery.org.
Right.
Smart Recovery is one word.
Right.
.org.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com.
Okay. Yes.
See, I do know my name.
Actually, it's .org in this case.
Yours is. No, joeyenglish.com.
Oh, gotcha.
We'll have yours.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Yes.
And you meet every...
We have a meeting on Monday evenings that's an open meeting.
And can it be Zoom or is it still live?
We're doing both.
Good.
So you can be in the room and or on the screen because we have a lot of Canadians and snowbirds that, so when in the summer when they go back, they
can
still be on the meeting.
Oh, that's wonderful, right. Diane.
And then we have a Friday morning one with awareness group in Indio, which is mainly for people who've gotten DUIs. And
they have to go to that sometimes.
Right,
I did a whole series on that.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a Thursday evening group for family and friends. That's for loved ones.
How important is that support?
It's very important because obviously the family and friends have been very affected by the addictive behavior. By the time someone is considered addicted, they've had a lot of difficult experiences with family and friends. And so and they need the support of family and friends to continue their recovery.
Does this escalate around Christmas?
Yes, always just like our pandemic.
Yes.
We see much more of it around the holidays, partially because people are lonely
and stressed
at holidays.
And now the money's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so they use
Scarlett something. O'Hara. I'll think about it tomorrow.
Right. That's a good. That is a lot of people say that, but it is something that people find themselves much more tempted. And we say there's the bads are the reason for addictive behavior. It's boredom, anger, and anxiety, depression and stress. So those are the reasons
why. The bads.
Mm-hmm, the bads. That's why people use addictive behaviors.
It's when you have those, what do they call them? What do you call the wires that on the fence to keep the cattle in?
Barbed wire.
In the middle of the night, those barbed wire thoughts that you can do nothing about.
That's a wonderful analogy.
You're delightful.
Thank you.
Please come back and help us again. I mean, what determines if you have an addictive behavior? Is there, you can't go a day without a drink, you can't go 4 days without a cigarette, you can't go an hour, what's the rule?
There are several things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one is that, yes, you can't, you're doing it nonstop, basically.
You're doing whatever it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can also just be doing it when binging it, whatever it is. And
I do that with ice cream.
Right. Well, and that's what you're talking. That we're talking about is exactly what we're saying about binging. Is that when you start it, you can't stop.
That's
it
right.
Until you're gone.
The whole carton's empty.
Right. So that right. So that's another.
So nonstop, two is binging.
Yes. And then most people know when they suddenly can no longer do something. For example, drinking.
They
alcohol,
lose.
You suddenly know that, oh my gosh, I can't control it anymore.
Yeah,
it's controlling me instead
I mean,
of I'm controlling it.
I've always
it.
Read that if you start drinking when you're alone or you're drinking in secret.
Well, that one is a big one.
Is it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Because women especially, unfortunately, we tend to hide it. We know we find it shameful that we use or drink.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I knew somebody who used to put vodka in their Coca-Cola can.
Yes. That's that, so
tricks
that,
like that.
That person probably has an addictive behavior at this point because they can't live without it. So they don't everywhere. They want to be sure that they have alcohol with them anywhere they go.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We'll have you back.
I appreciate you.
And do you know Lee Rice over at Eisenhower? Look her up. She books this show for Eisenhower.
Oh, okay.
So have her put you in the rotation.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
And then if I forget your name.
Right.
Lee Rice or Elizabeth Houlihan.
Okay.
They're fabulous to work with. Where will you spend Christmas?
Here.
At home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
do you have children?
I have 7 kids that are
grown.
Grown. Youngest 25, the oldest 55. And they're adopted and fostered.
Oh, bless your heart.
And stepkids as well.
Okay, I want to do a show on that next time you're here, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Adopted, fostered.
And stepkids.
Did you give birth to any?
Nope.
You lucky girl kept your figure.
Oh.
Okay, our first guest, we need to thank you for stopping by, Diane.
Thank you for having
me. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut. They're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code, 406-531-8018. Merry Christmas.